Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Yesterday, I talked about different environmental triggers that can help us get into a flow state. And today, I wanted to share some psychological triggers that can help us get there. As we talked about yesterday, environmental triggers are external, things outside of us, but psychological triggers are going to be the internal things inside of us. And this begins, like most things, by establishing and identifying our goals in a clear way, because clarity gives us certainty. It shows us where and when we should put our attention forward. And when our goals are clear, our mind doesn't have to wander about wondering what to do next or where to go next. The path feels more automatic, which will greatly improve our concentration. It also heightens our motivation, and it helps us filter out all the bullshit extraneous information that doesn't actually require our attention. When we merge both action and awareness, it becomes impossible to avoid the present moment. In addition to having clear goals that can help us stay present and quote-unquote on track, and I do want to emphasize clarity right now when it comes to having clear goals, because identifying that you want something is one thing, but identifying exactly what you want is a whole nother. You might be picturing yourself winning an award, but make sure that you actually want to do the thing you're getting the award in, because that's where most of your time and emphasis and ideally your flow is going to go. Because I've harped on this a million times, but when we're only looking forward to the wins, the graduations, the celebratory giant moments at the end of the finish line, we're kind of missing the point and we're wasting a hell of a lot of time in the process. Another helpful way to trigger this flow state is to find a way to seek immediate feedback. Once we've established our clear goals to tell us what we're doing, immediate feedback can tell us how to do it better. And if we know how to improve our performance or our experience in real time, our mind is more likely to stay focused. Because our brains do love efficiency, it will always be in search for clues in betterment of the process, right? So we can keep ourselves fully present and fully focused in the flow now by addressing feedback as it comes, ideally as a cause and effect of figuring out what our goals are. The last of our internal flow triggers is arguably one of the most important, and it pertains to the challenge and skills ratio. And the idea behind this type of trigger is that our attention is the most engaged, or in the now, in the present moment, when there is a very specific relationship between both the difficulty of a task and our ability to do it. If something is too challenging, our fear will swamp our system, we will get overwhelmed and frustrated, and we won't be able to commit. But if a challenge is too simple, we will become disinterested and we will stop paying attention. But that flow state that we are seeking appears near the emotional midpoint between boredom and anxiety, and what scientists call that flow channel, or the spot where the task is hard enough to make us stretch, but not hard enough to make us snap. And it makes sense. This is that sweet spot that keeps us engaged and challenged, but within the boundaries of our own known skills, or at least within the delusion of our confidence to make us feel like we could get anything done with enough trial and error. So we feel like we can actually accomplish it, right? This is why if people start talking about things that are too complicated for me, like taxes or outer space, I tap out and I go to the beach in my mind because I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I think that does it for today. I love you guys so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.